This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the evening is mild. Jerusalem offers a peaceful night with gentle breezes. Haifa is enjoying a calm and pleasant night, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, a New York woman named Catherine Washburn faces charges for allegedly funding Gaza terrorists. This development unfolded just under an hour ago. Also, Ynet reports that Israel marks 1,000 days since October 7th with protests, exhibits, and a mass rally. These events began this morning. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Elections Committee has ordered the removal of a Netanyahu video following a petition. This order came just in the last half hour. Separately, the Australian Jewish News highlights that Jewish leaders are calling a new Israel-Lebanon-US agreement a historic opportunity. This was reported earlier today. And finally, I-24 News shares that President Trump is considering a return to all-out war with Iran, but remains committed to talks for now. This news was shared from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. John Spencer, a defense expert, posted minutes ago expressing admiration for Arsen Ostrovsky's work against hate and disinformation. Arsen Ostrovsky, a notable human rights lawyer, shared earlier today that he addressed the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva on antisemitism and other key issues. Ynet Global reported 41 minutes ago about a heated confrontation at the Maccabiah Games opening, where Sarah Netanyahu clashed with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the charges against Catherine Washburn, The Times of Israel outlines that she sent over $30,000 raised for humanitarian purposes to a member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The recipient reportedly boasted about the funds. This case could strain relations between local communities and authorities in New York. Turning to the commemorations in Israel, Ynet explains that the events marking 1,000 days since October 7th include roadblocks and memorial ceremonies. The day aims to honor the resilience of survivors and the memory of those lost. It serves as a poignant reminder of ongoing regional tensions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the controversy surrounding the Netanyahu video. The Elections Committee's decision to remove the video came after complaints about its content, which includes remarks from a situational assessment with IDF leadership. The ruling reflects ongoing scrutiny of political communications as elections approach. Separately, the Australian Jewish News reports on the Israel-Lebanon-US agreement. Jewish leaders in Australia see this as a chance for enduring peace and stability. The deal could potentially reshape diplomatic dynamics in the region. And finally, on the topic of President Trump, I-24 News highlights his cautious stance on Iran. The Wall Street Journal suggests Trump sees military action as potentially harmful to diplomatic efforts. The situation remains delicate as it could impact U.S.-Israel relations and regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that AppsFlyer is adapting to changing employee expectations, emphasizing the need for flexibility in Startup Nation. This is crucial for maintaining business continuity. Separately, Globes reports that Migdal is purchasing the Gindi family's stake in the Kenyon Hazahav Mall. This acquisition marks a significant shift in the Rishon LeZion retail landscape. And finally, Ynet Business highlights new ventures aiming to transform cruise ships into floating neighborhoods with cabins priced from under $10 to luxury suites. This could open new lifestyle opportunities for Israelis seeking unique living arrangements. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.